Thank you and good morning. The Tully Fire continues to burn near Pekwan, 7 miles northwest of Wijpek, a complex of three fires that have scorched more than 440 acres and burned down one residence and an outbuilding. Containment stands at 5%. The fires began on Tuesday afternoon and the cause is undetermined. The initial attack was done by air units while ground units were dispatched to the scene. The fire is burning in steep, heavily wooded terrain, and evacuation orders have been issued for residents who live on Gibbons Lane, Jack Ranch Lane, Peters Lane, and McKinnon Hill Road. There is also a warning in place for residents near Lower Capel Road. A shelter has been set up by the Red Cross at the Hoopa Community Center for those displaced, and a space for livestock and pets has been established at the Hoopa Rodeo Grounds. Highway 169 is closed between Martins Ferry and McKinnon Hill Road, and the fire is burning in an area with heavy fuel loads and which hasn't seen a fire in more than 30 years. The results of an autopsy to determine the cause of death for 59-year-old McKinneyville resident David Fulton contain no surprises. Fulton died as a result of gunshot wounds he suffered in a shootout with county SWAT team members last Thursday morning. Fulton, who had a history of mental health issues, armed himself with a rifle last Wednesday during a dispute with management at an apartment complex on Sutter Drive in McKinleyville. He fired several shots at the office before barricading himself in his apartment. The standoff ended Thursday morning when Fulton fired at SWAT team members who returned fire, killing him. The officers involved in the shooting remain on administrative leave while the critical incident response team completes its investigation. Supporters of the medical marijuana laws recently passed point to tax revenue as a key reason to support bringing the business into the full light of day. They often point to revenue generated in Colorado, Washington, and now Oregon, and the numbers from Oregon point to legalized marijuana as a moneymaker. The Oregon Department of Revenue has collected more than $25 million in marijuana tax payments so far this year after medical marijuana dispensaries began collecting the 25% sales tax. The tax revenue is allocated for the Common School Fund, Drug and Alcohol and Mental Health Services, and state and local law enforcement agencies. The rural county representatives of California have released their approval or disapproval for ballot measures voters will decide in November. The RCRC board has thrown its support behind a school bond measure, Proposition 51, that would provide access for rural school districts and community college districts to $9 billion in bond funds. The RCRC board opposes Prop 53, called the No Blank Checks Initiative, that would require statewide approval for revenue bond projects because the wording of the measure lacks clarity in how it would be applied. Prop 54 would require the state legislature to meet the same Brown Act requirements that local governments must meet, and that would mean the legislature would have to post a proposed legislative measure online 72 hours before a vote could take place. The board supports the measure in the interest of transparency. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the Shopping Show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next Shopping Show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The video of a large air tanker swooping down low over a raging wildfire to drop its load of water or fire retardant is always dramatic, and at this time of year across California, quite common. Local air assets were battling a new wildfire northwest of Wijpek yesterday as air tankers and helicopters attacked the fast-moving blaze in an effort to stem its spread while ground units were assembled. Humboldt Bay Fire Chief Bill Gillespie said that the red material you see is colorized retardant mixed with water, and it's used to slow the spread of a fire, not to necessarily attack the blaze itself.
And they drop a tremendous amount of retardant on a brush fire or timber fire. They can drop all of it in a specific area to try and force down through the canopy.
Wildfires are extinguished by hard manual physical labor. The planes and helicopters help, but to get to the seat of the fire and make sure it's out, it takes bodies on the ground.
It's especially effective if they've got a good grass fire. If they can hit the grass, the light flashy fuels, they get that retardant on them, boom. A lot of times it won't go past it. It's more of a pre-treatment just ahead of the fire. It'll knock fire down, but then you've still got to get people back in on the ground to mop up and put out what's still burning.
The Tully Fire is burning in steep, rugged terrain, and more than 500 personnel are assigned to the blaze. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.